one source for local news.
Tonight, a new administration in the White House and a new plan to stop the spread of COVID. President Biden speaking from the White House today, outlining his plan, which includes vaccinating 100 million people in the next 99 days. The president also highlighting the importance of wearing a mask, calling on every American to mask up for the next 99 days as an act of patriotism. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Crabtree.
And I'm Deborah Morgan. President Biden emphasized the plan in detail and he said it's based in science, not politics.
Our national strategy is comprehensive. It's based on science, not politics. It's based on truth, not denial. And it's detailed. Our plan starts with mounting an aggressive, safe, and effective vaccination campaign to meet our goal of administering 100 million shots in our first 100 days in office. Today, we're directing the Department of Education and the Department of Health and Human Services to immediately provide schools and communities with clear guidance and resources to safely reopen the schools and child care centers.
President Biden signed executive orders today to put the plan into action.
Those orders come as North Carolina sees an uptick in cases, more than 7,100 reported today. It's the highest number we have seen all week, and that means overall, more than 6% of North Carolinians have been diagnosed with coronavirus at some point. We also learned today of 139 additional deaths. It's the most in a single day since the 10th of this month. And the number of people hospitalized has dropped to the lowest point since January 3rd. It's still high, however, with close to 3,700 people being treated. So many people are trying to find the vaccine here in Wake County. More than 47,000 have requested appointments since Monday. And we're hearing from many of you who want to know how the county health department is prioritizing who will get it first. Amanda Lamb joins us from Cary with some answers. Amanda.
You know, it's a really good question, and it's not as complicated as you might think. In Wake County, they are looking at people 65 and over and looking at where they live, what zip code they live in. They are considered to be at high risk if they live in a zip code where a lot of people have tested positive for COVID. In this zip code near Carytown Center, that's 13.6%. And that means if you live in this area, you're more likely to come in contact with someone who's positive for COVID.
77-year-old Bob Jennings of Holly Springs has been trying to get an appointment to get the vaccine at the Wake County Health Department.
7 hours on a computer.
Jennings has COPD.
I don't know how to explain my frustration.
But underlying health conditions are not a criteria in this phase.
Pre-existing conditions should be a factor that they should consider.
The vaccine priorities are healthcare workers, nursing home staff and residents, and then people 65 and up. For this group, the county is looking at zip codes where they live. The higher the positive test rates there, the higher you are on the waiting list.
It says, okay, you're on the list. What list is that?
Currently, the top four zip codes with the highest percentage of people testing positive are in Zebulon, Willow Spring, Wendell, and Knightdale.
So I am totally supportive of them prioritizing giving those individuals the vaccine before they necessarily try to reach into other zip codes if you have to make a choice.
Wake County Representative Cynthia Ball understands everyone's frustration, but she says the health department is only getting a small percentage of the doses. 74% is going to area hospitals. She says Wake County needs more vaccine.
We're going to have a whole lot more capacity.
Ball, who is 67, recommends shopping around for your dose. She's currently on two waiting lists.
And so I'm going to be like everybody else, trying to get registered at whatever ones will take me.
Now, Wake County lawmakers will participate tomorrow night with Wake County leaders in a webinar where there'll be some Q&A and people can get more information. You can go to WRAL.com or to our app and you can look that up and see how to register for that. We're told that about 5,000 doses of the vaccine have been given in Wake County by the end of today by the health department. They have asked the state for more and they have not gotten an answer about when that might happen. But again, it all goes back to those zip codes. We have the top 10 zip codes listed in our web story on WRL.com. It all goes back to this number, the percentage of people in your zip code testing positive for COVID. David?
Amanda Lamb, live in Cary. Thanks.
Today, long lines caused traffic backups as people waited to be vaccinated in Franklin County. County leaders expected around 1,200 people, yet hundreds more showed up. Many of the people who waited in line for vaccines are not Franklin County residents. However, they are allowed to be vaccinated there under state guidelines.
Raleigh police are looking for the person or people who shot two men. I'm Rosalia Federa live in the breaking news tracker. It happened on Bragg Street near East Street. I want to take you in and show you these multiple evidence markers in the middle of the road. Those are marking shell casings and other evidence. You can see officers have Bragg Street closed off from Mangum Street to East Street. Now, I'm told by police that those two men are at the hospital and they are expected to recover. As far as suspect information, we're told it's all still under investigation. Back to you.
Governor Cooper is committed to deploying every resource to make sure people have access and are not held back by barriers like lack of transportation. That's why the North Carolina Department of Transportation is launching a program to pay for rides for people receiving a COVID-19 vaccine.
Dr. Mandy Cohen at today's state briefing announcing a new partnership with the DOT. $2.5 million will go to local transit agencies statewide to help people pay who need rides to and from vaccine sites. WREL has since learned from the DOT all the rides will not be paid for.
They would arrange, you know, each individual transit agency would handle the situation as it best fits their needs. So could include a lot of the, you know, the logistics.
Now, tonight at 10 on our news at 10, we will dig into the unanswered questions around this new plan local counties are forced to figure out.
The average number of new COVID cases in North Carolina hit the lowest point we have seen since January 2nd, with more than 6,700 cases reported on the average day. The average number of deaths each day is now 73. Our average hospitalizations are the lowest since January 9th, with an average of more than 3,800 people being treated each day. This is a seven-day rolling average. The average number of tests coming back positive is 11%.
Tonight, there is new frustration over a Nazi flag that was nailed to a tree in northern Wake County. This time, that frustration is coming from family members of the man accused of putting up the flag. WREL's Joe Fisher live outside the house where someone actually tore it down earlier today. And at one time, Joe, I saw an American flag covering it up.
David, and we have all of that on video. That Nazi flag was pinned to a tree right behind me. And just in the past hour, we have seen people coming by with new signs. This one saying, "Stop the hate." This property behind me is owned by David Scott Young. And even his family, who lives right across the street, is expressing its frustration with a new sign calling his actions despicable. A Nazi flag is ripped from this tree along Old Falls of Neuse Road, where neighbors put up American flags across the street to counter what they call a symbol of hate.
It is just an utter disgust.
A disgust felt by the woman who rents here and neighbors who say the property owner, David Scott Young, hung the flag on Wednesday.
I want to spit in his face because I know his policies are so evil and disgusting.
Even Young's family is protesting with a sign reading "White supremacist, not welcome here."
You have left your family and your tenants over here to deal with this, and it's not fair.
After driving by Wednesday, Margo Kessler returned with a step stool and scissors.
You do not have the right to destroy my property.
She tried cutting the Nazi flag down, but says she was caught in the act by this man, who family members confirm is David Young.
He rolled down his window and he started yelling at me and this other lady to get the F off of his property, and that he was going to shoot us full of poles.
Young is then seen reinforcing the flag with more nails.
That a person on their private property would be free to post just about anything that is not immediately threatening to an individual.
Irving Joyner is a law professor at NC Central and says the flag is part of Young's right to free speech. Overnight, someone painted the swastika with black paint, and just hours later, the flag was shredded and taken away by two unknown men who showed up in a white truck and quickly rolled away. And tonight, the Jewish Community Relations Council released a statement that reads, in part, "We stand united in condemning this repugnant and highly inappropriate display. We have been trying all day, even starting last night, trying to reach out to David Scott Young. Tonight, we're still working to get his response." David.
Quite a story. Joe Fisher in Wake County. Joe, thanks.
Still ahead, a popular ice cream shop could be changing hands.
For many of you, this news hits like a bad case of brain freeze. Sunny Skies homemade ice cream is for sale. I went straight to the owner to get the scoop.
And another school district is telling students to stay home. The change is coming to Nash County's reopening plan. Kat?
We still have a little bit of time left before it arrives, but cold air is coming. I'm tracking its arrival coming up.
Tonight, President Biden lays out his ambitious COVID plan, how it could affect you, and what he plans to do about the vaccination bottlenecks. Also, my conversation with a young poet, Amanda Gorman, who wowed the nation with her inaugural poem on Nightly News.
Mitch McConnell has provided a proposal for a timeline for the impeachment trial of now former President Donald Trump. This is the headline right now that people are talking about, and the details of that are being released here this afternoon. A lot of information from Mitch McConnell's office. Boiled down, what this looks like is the articles of impeachment need to be read in the Senate. Then there's a whole process of Trump being summoned, and then his attorneys will have time to respond. We're looking at a mid-February, possibly mid-February start date for the impeachment process and trial. Back to you.
Mark, thank you. A man remains hospitalized after he was shot today while in the parking lot of a mall. It happened around noon at Cross Creek Mall in Fayetteville. Police were called. As they arrived, they found the victim inside a Cadillac Escalade. That person was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police are still looking for the suspect. Students in Nash County Public Schools will stay home through mid-March. That's the decision from the Board of Education. In-person classes were supposed to begin on Monday. That's now been pushed back to the 22nd of March. Board members say the decision comes as COVID-19 cases in the county continue to rise.
A little ice cream stand that is hugely popular is for sale, leaving fans from across the country wondering what's next. Sunny Skies Homemade Ice Cream was recently among the five finalists in WRL's Voters' Choice Awards for Best Local Ice Cream. WRL's Brian Mims went to the shop on Highway 55 in Anger for some answers.
It's January, and the tables outside Sunny Skies are cold and lonely. If it were June, fans would be hot on the trail to the front door. The place is closed for the winter. Now the owner has given us a sign.
For sale. Yes, for real. For Sunny Skies, legions of fans. Doesn't that just make you melt?
I got some other business adventures that I'm involved in, and I'm going to probably be moving and guiding myself towards them.
Scott Wilson opened Sunny Skies Homemade Ice Cream in 2003, naming the place for his daughter, Sunny, and son, Skyler.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a traditional thing. We've got people that have had their first date, and, you know, I've had people propose in here to each other, you know, so it's You know, it's been real special.
Now, about those other business ventures, he's joining partners in developing warehouse property in Fuquay Varina into retail space, and he says that's where he needs to devote his attention. But what about the 130 flavors, the toffee, the chocolate eclair, the butterscotch bliss, the German chocolate cake, the cold sweat with its habanero peppers? So help me, he has ice cream that will scorch your mouth.
This is not closing down.
This is hopefully transferring to someone else who's going to put as much heart and love in it that we have.
Its Facebook page is on fire with 1,400 comments and counting. No, says one. This hurts my heart. Sunny Skies has taken some heat about a lack of mask wearing. Here's Sunny.
Has that been an issue?
Not for shutting down. We had some people complain last year and had an issue with it, but when we have employees who have health conditions, we can't require them to wear a mask.
Her dad says he will train the new owner how to make all the recipes, and he expects additional stores to open. Steve Nessel, who lives in Florida, always drops in when visiting his daughter in Apex.
I'm just hoping that he sells it to someone who keeps the ice cream at the same level that it's been for so many years.
The place remains closed until March. The thought of sunny skies can sure make you happy when the winter skies are gray. Brian Mims, WRAL News, Anger.
Scott Wilson says his phone has been ringing constantly and he's had some serious offers. The new owner will receive the building, land, equipment, and supplies.
Deborah may buy it and change the name to Deb's Dips. What about that?
I like that. Or David's Dips. We can go in together.
All right. Kat Campbell joining us now. And Kat, there was a day back in the mid-80s where you could have let the ice cream out all day and it would have been just fine.
Exactly. That day was this day back in 1985. I asked folks on Facebook about this. A lot of people remember this day. It is the coldest temperature ever recorded at RDU Airport, -9 degrees. If you have thought that it has been cold so far this year one morning, we haven't even been in the teens, much less below zero. So it's a pretty significant day in RDU history, the coldest ever. A lot of people remember pipes bursting and things like that. Some people still had to go to class in college, they were saying. But nothing like that this weekend. Still, we are tracking a cool down for the weekend. Tomorrow, our last day before the cold air arrives. So get out. Outside, enjoy it. It'll be a pretty nice day. The clouds stick around for one more day, but Saturday, we're bright, clear, sunny, just cooler. Our northwest wind dropping temperatures into the upper 40s for highs both days this weekend. And the cool air sticks around, especially during the morning hours. So satellite and radar shows where the cold front it is right now. The cloud cover, it lingers across pretty much the entire southeast. But even though this cold front moves through tonight, the cold air is going to be delayed for one more day. So let's talk about why. The cold front pushes through during the overnight period. It clears the area by early tomorrow morning. We're still able to warm up tomorrow. Our wind's still out of the west, so nothing is really driving in the cold air from up north just yet. But once we get to tomorrow night and the weekend, we start to see high pressure build in. And high pressure has a clockwise flow. So what that means is with the clockwise flow, we'll have a north wind that's pushing in all the colder air from Canada. And it'll be a bit breezy on Saturday as the cold air arrives. And the coldest temperatures of all come Sunday morning with this high pressure overhead. That is when we are likely to see some of the coolest temperatures we have seen in quite some time. No -9 in the forecast to really put that into perspective. But Sunday morning, our low temperatures fall back into the low to mid 20s, potentially low 20s. We'll be watching for the potential for teens close to the Virginia border, mid 20s here in the Triangle, as well as Fayetteville. So you're really going to notice the chill during the mornings this weekend. But tonight, not too bad. Temperatures stay in the 40s for the next couple of hours. Expect mostly cloudy skies to linger tonight and early tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, we kick off the day with temperatures in the 30s. By lunchtime, holding on to mostly cloudy skies, warming into the low 50s. But once we get to the afternoon and evening, that's when some of the cloud cover should start to break up. And a lot of the cloud cover that we see tomorrow is going to be the mid to upper level clouds, so not a full overcast expected. We go straight from the upper 50s to upper 20s by Saturday morning. That is how quickly the cold air arrives for the weekend. And although the weekend is nice and dry, we start to see the clouds clouds move in Sunday night, a small chance for rain Sunday night, and Monday's system likely to bring a widespread soaking rain to the area. So enjoy the days with our sunglasses this weekend. We'll be trading them for umbrellas next week.
Well, at least it's not going to be -9 like it was all those years ago. Thanks, Kat. You know, so much of our world has turned to Zoom, and even athletes have to do that, right, Chris?
Right. The Carolina Hurricanes, instead of having their home opener tonight, they're actually practicing on Zoom. Well, the Carolina Hurricanes won't have their home opener at PNC Arena tonight. Next in sports, the team breaks their silence after three of the games were postponed due to COVID-19. Jared Fialco shows us how the team is working to reschedule those games that are lost. Next. It's a night that usually happens in October, but because of COVID-19, the Carolina Hurricanes home opener that was scheduled for tonight, well, it's not happening. And ironically, it's also why it's been pushed back from tonight. Jared Fialco has a story.
One of the best nights of the year here at PNC Arena, put on ice. Figuratively speaking, sadly, not literally. The Hurricanes' home opener postponed while the team deals with COVID-19 protocol issues. Now, this clearly is a different set of circumstances than the ones Carolina's rivals, the Capitals, are dealing with. No such carelessness from the Canes, but it's still full lockdown mode at the moment.
We've done all the protocols. We've tried. I think we've done a great job. Obviously, it didn't matter.
We see what's going on in our country and our world. Sometimes you just can't control it. So the best thing now, we got to try to figure out how to get it out of the locker room.
We're just trying the best we can to follow everything that the people that know what they're talking about, they're telling us, like, we're listening.
General Manager Don Waddell says they are working with the league to reschedule those three postponed contests. He says right now it is feasible, but another setback like this could create a real challenge, seeing as how they're trying to squeeze in 56 games in an already accelerated time frame. Jared Fialco, WREL Sports, Raleigh.
Their PNC Arena building mates, the NC State Wolfpack men's basketball team, have their own COVID-19 issues. But it seems as if the team will still be able to play North Carolina on Saturday. Fingers crossed. The school has scheduled Kevin Keats to speak to the media tomorrow morning. The program went on pause because of positive tests in their locker room and postponed their last two games. North Carolina Central's football team says that they are opting out of spring football competition. The team will use the spring to prepare for the 2021 fall season. The MEAC decided to opt out of fall 2020 competition and move it to spring 2021. But now the Eagles will not even participate in that. A lot of things changing because of COVID-19, of course, in the sports world.
Still affecting sports so much. All right, Chris, thank you.
And thank you for joining us. Nightly News is up next, followed by WREL News at 7.
Join us tonight for news at 10 on Fox 50 and 11 here on WREL. Good night.